A battle between the farmers and the fertilizer giants. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Ag groups are calling for an end to duties on phosphate fertilizers imported from Morocco and Russia. And now the battle has made its way to social media. Eric Pfeiffer reports.
You're going to put your consumers out of business, you know, if you don't stop gouging this, because we can also see that they are not hurting. In fact, some of those companies are making record-breaking profits, and it's like, we're not seeing this here at the farm gate, so you know, we've got to get something figured out here.
That's Nebraska farmer Jason Lewis blunting his assessment of fertilizer companies. He serves on a National Corn Growers Association task force looking at input costs. After the Mosaic Company took to social media defending their fertilizer pricing, NCGA responded by saying that farmers' difficult financial situation has only been made worse by, quote, the extra $6.9 billion they have had to spend on fertilizer since you petitioned the government to place duties on imported phosphorus, end quote. NCGA gathered responses from around 1,600 farmers in March. The survey says retail urea prices are up 37%, or about $227 a ton, since conflict in the Middle East escalated. Other nitrogen products are up more than 20%, and 9 out of 10 farmers say local nitrogen prices are higher.
Here are the numbers. This isn't just, you know, a feeling or, you know, how's our gut feel? You know, what's the vibes out there? It's like, no, this is what's happening. These are hard numbers. And then so we have that, I think it paints a very clear picture that, you know, we're going to the companies and we're showing them these numbers.
A recent Farm Bureau study of 5,000 farmers shows that 70% of them can't afford all the fertilizer they need. In their social media post, Mosaic said, quote, U.S. prices are lower than in other key agricultural regions of the world. This reflects reduced U.S. farmer demand due to the difficult overall economic situation facing American farmers. Our commitment is clear. We are responsible, reliable, and future-focused in our work to help feed a growing global population, end quote. NCGA's response, quote, you have an opportunity to support America's farmers, those who are growing the food and fuel our world needs during one of their most challenging seasons. Drop your petition to continue duties on imported fertilizers. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
And visit MichiganAgToday.com to read about how President Trump has warned fertilizer companies about price gouging.
I'm Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, and I'm inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria, September 5th through the 14th. Discover the Canadian Rockies and the vibrant cities of Western Canada. We'll start in Calgary, just east of the Rockies, and explore art, history, and culture. Next, we go to Banff for a guided tour of the city and the national park before enjoying lunch at the historic Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel. We'll travel along Icefields Parkway and feel the powerful beauty of the Athabasca Glacier. Then we'll board a Via Rail train for phenomenal mountain views and decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a thrilling walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and our tour concludes with a ferry ride to Vancouver Island to visit the stunning Butchart Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword ag today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.
Hi, I'm Lane Greaser from Montcalm County, Michigan, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Rain showers continue across the state of Michigan today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with the Michigan Ag Today weather update. Here's what's going on. Weather is winding down a little bit. Areas to our south, down in Indiana and Illinois, rain's done by noon there. But it does look like some lingering, tailing off kind of showers want to continue to push through the lower peninsula on through this afternoon and into early evening. I think we're going to be on the hook for another quarter to three quarters of an inch of rain through today. We do wind down closer to sunset, and then overnight I think we clear out. Beautiful day trying to set up for tomorrow. Good sunshine in here, mixed clouds and sun we'll call it, and it's still mild, but we've got another frontal boundary yet to move through, and that comes through overnight tomorrow night through Saturday. Right now putting a quarter to three quarters of an inch of rain down there as well. The difference between the two events, the one that comes through Saturday does bring a lot of cold air behind it. We've got frost and freeze concerns for Saturday night, Sunday night, and at this point, I'm going to say Monday night now. Very cold air coming down out of Canada. Canadian high pressure sitting right on top of the lower peninsula right away at sunrise on Monday morning. On the backside of that high, we see temperatures temperatures moderate through Tuesday and Wednesday, still staying mostly dry there both Thursday and Friday. Late in the weekend, we start to see some moisture try and come through areas to our south. Not immediately seeing it lift farther north, but I think we're on the hook for some rain likely late the 25th into the 26th. The 26th is Sunday, by the way. And then we go into the following week, the week of the 27th, with an upper-level low churning over us, which means we are chilly, we are cloudy, and we have to leave the door open to some on-again, off-again rain the first half of that week. I'm Ryan Martin.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
Andy Eubank is here, and so is Steve Erdman with EFG Group Chicago as they review Wednesday's grain markets.
Corn and beans on the plus side throughout the daytime session. Apparently, Steve, pulling the wheat market up by the end of trade to finish just above even. But corn and beans, either one of those that you were most impressed by?
I was terribly impressed with the corn market being up 8 cents today, Andy. I mean, whether it's old crop or new crop, the spreads are working. Demand is still very dynamic. I think we've got enough moisture in some areas that we're going to keep people out of the field for a couple of weeks. So, I mean, there's enough uncertainty in the corn market right now that the last time we had this kind of a dynamic move was the beginning of March, and we promptly rallied from the 470 area up to 498, so almost a 30-cent rally. I don't know if we're going to do that again now, but it's showing that the corn market is showing its character and showing that we're still the best game in town. We have the cheapest prices in the world, and we're attracting business because of it.
Steve Erdman with EFG Group Chicago. Settlements from Wednesday, May corn up 8 1/4 to 451 1/4. July corn 8 cents higher at 460 1/2. May soybeans climbing 9 cents to 1167. July beans 10 1/2 higher at 1183 1/4. And May wheat gaining 1 1/3 cents to 593 3/4. June live cattle, though, 35 cents lower Wednesday at 251.07, and June lean hogs down 50 cents to 101.95. Be sure to check out our website. It's MichiganAgToday.com, your home for all the latest Michigan farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.